All we need is a little understanding. Walk a mile in their shoes. And if we keep our hearts open-minded, we'll enjoy this wild ride called life. And if we keep our hearts open-minded, we'll enjoy this wild ride. This wild ride called life.
Live, and there's a helicopter. That's cool. Okay, real life. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Truths Behind Podcast with Noise. I have Maria Reed on here, and let me just tell you, and I don't think she ever knew this, I totally like fangirl over her. I met her for the first time at MIC, Military Influencer Conference, in 2019. And when I saw her at a presentation, I was like, oh my God, it's Maria. I have to meet her. So now you know, but she's amazing. So I'm just going to read off just a list of things. I can't read them all off because she does it all. But the first thing, so she's a mom to two, proud military spouse of 18 years, filmmaker, interior designer, advocate for military families, executive producer, and creator of Moving with the Military. I'm almost done. Co-founder of My Ultimate PCS app, and co-founder and CEO of the Inspire Up Foundation. And there's so much more, but oh my gosh. But you're so inspiring, Maria. Like, seriously, I just love everything that you do. I want to bring you here. I don't know why we didn't do this before. I think I was just nervous. Honestly, I was like, oh my God, is she going to be on my podcast? So thank you.
Thank you for
this is so exciting. So, okay, I just read off just a small bit of your bio, but who are you as a person? So behind all of these things that you do, how do you see yourself? Who is Maria?
Well, first, thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it. That was awesome. That was like a lot of stuff that you said. And the answer to who is Maria, I think you nailed it on the first one. I'm a mom. I'm a wife to, Sergeant First Class Patrick Reed. He's my boo. He's my ride or die. That's who I am first. My family is like everything to me. I make them crazy. I know it, but they are everything to me. I am, I'm a creative. I'm an entrepreneur. I love coming up with ideas. Sometimes people will tell you my follow through can be it's a little sketch, but it's because I try to do so many things. So now, 4 years later into a television series, I've learned to know where my boundaries are, know what to say yes to. And that was really hard for me to not know what to say yes to, know what to say no to. That was the hardest thing to do because I want to do everything. I want to make everybody happy. And, let's do that. And it's, you got to know where to draw your line. But I'm a mom. I'm a military spouse. I'm a creative. I think I'm a kind person. I like to put people first and think about how they'll feel and before I do anything. But that's me in a nutshell.
No, that's perfect. And I think we forget because I know it took me a while when someone asked me who is Annette. I didn't know what to say because the Army was my life for 17 years. I was Major Wittenberger, and now I'm just Annette. But I'm not just Annette. I'm a mom, too. Hello. I didn't forget, but I kind of forgot. You know what I mean? It's like you just get so wrapped up into these things, these titles, all the stuff that you do that you forget. Who's Annette? And that was hard for me. So I appreciate that you're just like, you know what? This is Maria. So you do all these things. Did you ever think that you would be where you are right now? Did you foresee doing all this? Or what was your plan after you graduated college? I mean, yeah.
Well, I know this is going to probably, and I hope nobody takes it as like, oh man, she's so conceited. But yes, I actually did see myself doing all of this. That's but awesome. Why? There's the why behind that. I'm a filmmaker since I was 20 years old. And I left school when I was young to pursue other other things. I didn't graduate college till I was in my 30s. I went back to school because now I had small children and I picked the worst time to go back to school. Like, you know, I was running a business. I had two under the age of two. I mean, it was just like, what? But I went back to school, got my degree because I wanted to be able to say that to them one day. You know, no. I don't want to be that hypocrite and say, I don't have that, but I want you to get, I did it. And I did it at the worst time of my life. You're gonna have to ask me that question again. Cause I just like squirreled. Where did I go with that?
No, I think you hit the important things. Yes, you did. You did see yourself doing this, but you also took a detour and then came back. So you still showed your family, you showed yourself that you could still do it. You went back and you proved it. So
yeah, it doesn't always work out the way we have this plan.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to do this and it's got to follow this. No, it doesn't. And especially with military life, there's some circle eights and there's all kinds of and it doesn't always work out the way we plan. But I knew that I was going to do something in media because that is where my passion lies. I am a storyteller. I want to tell the stories of military families. So how was I going to get there? I had no idea. But because, you know, we do different careers often. I was a filmmaker. Then I left being a filmmaker and because I had small children and I went to teaching. So I was teaching high school kids how to make films and how to work in television. And I was telling them, this is what I want to do, what I want to do. And from the mouths of babes, I tell you, they were the ones who came back to me and said, Miss Reed, I'm going to tell you what you say to us all the time. And I was like, oh, pray tell, what is that? And they said, just do it. There's so many ways to broadcast yourself. You don't have to have $1 million and a big production company. You just have to have the will to want to do it and some know-how, but you can get it done. I'm like, yep, they win. Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's so inspiring. That's so inspiring though, because I think that's one of the things we're afraid of. We think we need to have all the fancy equipment, all the money, all these things, when really you're never going to get there unless you just do it.
You got to jump. If I would have listened to logic would tell me to produce a television show, you need a lot of money. You need a lot of equipment. You need a lot of staff. You need a network. You need all of those things, millions and millions of dollars. But I said, no, you don't. You really don't. Because this is what I was telling my students. I have an iPhone. I know how to tell stories. I'm an editor. I got my Mac. And there's YouTube. Boom. Let's start. And we did. We just started. We used, because there is cost, don't get me wrong. So we used our life savings to develop the show and to start it off. Now 4 years later, lots of sponsors, you know, network interest, we're in a whole different game and a whole different place now, but you know, we did it. It was a little scary, but.
But it was your passion.
Yeah.
And there was a reason behind it. So you kept doing it. And I think that's what we forget. Sometimes we get so lost in all the politics and all the finances that we don't remember. Well, why do we want to keep doing this?
Oh yeah.
We forget.
And there was plenty of reason to quit. Especially when you went to the networks, because we went to the networks like, we've got this amazing idea. We want to support these military families. You love it, right? You love it? No, actually, we don't. We think that your scope is narrow. No one's really going to care about a show about military families. Thank you, but it's a pass for us. I heard that hundreds of times.
Oh my gosh.
And we said, you know what? We're going to keep doing it anyway. We're going to do it anyway because military families are important and what we're doing is important. So we're going to keep going. Thank you, because someday we'll be at this table again. And you won't think we're small and you won't think we won't matter. And you'll be the one calling us, and that's okay. We'll see you then. You know, that was kind of if I really listened to the notes, I should have quit a long time ago. But you know, you can't. If you don't believe in yourself and what you're doing, how do you expect anybody else to?
Yeah. That's so important to know, because we don't know what goes on behind the scenes, you know, and there's so many times you're gonna fall and fail and be stepped on. And how do you keep getting up? You you wanted it.
Yeah. And you just keep getting up. I always say that social media looks like a highlight reel.
Yeah.
On social media, you only see the good stuff. Oh, we just got this. Yay, we got that. But I've tried to be pretty real on social media and say, nope, we got turned down. Nope, this happened. It didn't work out this way. Because the life of an entrepreneur is lonely. Yeah. It's hard. And people don't always get it. And then when you say the negative sometimes, people are like, ah, she's just, can I say bitching?
Yep.
She's just bitching. She's just, nope. And I'm like, you know, there's two sides, but it's real. It's very hard to run a business. Yeah. And you've got to want to do it more than for the money. When people say, I want to do this because I want to get rich, or I want to do this because I'm going to sell it and make money, I immediately tell them, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it for the money. We're year four. I haven't collected a paycheck in 4 years because it's always going back. It's always going back into either the business or to support a military family. So if you're in it from, if you're starting something from just for the money, you need to rethink your why you want to do it.
Ah, I'm so glad you said that. I was just talking about this yesterday about, it was about book writing. If you're going to do book writing for the money, then you might just want to just stop.
Yeah.
Because you might not ever get famous. You might not ever, these are all might nots, but you need to think, okay, why am I going to write the book?
Why?
You know? And it is. It always goes back to that. And I think, yeah. And it's sad because I'm 45 and I'm just now starting to open up my eyes to a lot of things, you know, because I spent so many decades having a different mindset. Yes. And so it's so hard, but you have surrounded yourself around positivity, right? I mean, the people that you have to be around.
Girl, I heard the best thing on social media the other day that said, you cannot change the people around you, but you can change the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, when you hear something, you're like, yeah, you can't change people, but you can change people. So who you surround yourself with makes all the sense in the world. I surround myself with people who are like-minded, but not yes people.
Yeah.
I don't want people around me like, oh yeah, that's such a great idea. And you know, that it's awful. But like my partner, she'll tell me that. She'll listen to me. She's like, and when I'm done, she's like, that's really bad. So I just want to start with that. I love you, but that's bad. Surround yourself with people who care about you, who are not going to yes you, because the yes people will eventually leave. It's people who really care about you, who have a similar, you know, vision. They want to see the mission work. That's what's important. And people that really care, they have to care about you, and you have to reciprocate that. You have to care about them. That to me is what's important. And they're not always necessarily business-minded people. They're not always like, oh, I'm going to surround myself with all these CEOs because you need to surround yourself with everybody, but that care about you and what you're doing, and that you care about them. That is, they're good at what they do, but they're different because that way you get different opinions, you get different viewpoints. Did that make sense to you?
No, it totally did. You're right. You can't surround yourself around all the CEOs because you're only going to get that one type of mindset. You need to have all. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I try to surround myself with some veterans, some male spouses, because I'm both. I'm going to get both different opinions.
And then don't leave the civilians out.
Because what
we've learned is, you know, 67% of our population, of America, actually identifies as having someone in their family have been a part of the military.
Wow.
That's more than half of the country.
That's a lot.
People don't realize that number, but they are technically civilians. But in some way, maybe they were, you know, sister, cousin, parent, grandchild. In some way, they were connected, but there's still that civilian side. And then there's the civilian that has, like me, I knew nothing about the military when I met my husband. Zero. I just was like, what, Top Gun? Like, do you do that? I really had no clue. And then, you know, when I met him, it was just like, poop by fire, learn all this. What the heck's an acronym? All those acronyms. but it, you know, surrounding myself with people who are, the, you know, that are thinking, that are creative, that are making that, but people that understand doing the work. Because sometimes if you surround yourself with all the CEOs, they have all these great ideas, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you surround yourself with people who know how to implement. They're like, oh, I can, I know how to do that. Then you're getting both sides. That may be a great idea, but this is how you have to do it. And then it's a whole different idea.
So do you ever feel pressure trying to do all these things?
Not for me, but what I feel pressure for is putting food on the table for the people that work with me. Because I may not collect a paycheck, but I cannot expect other people to work for free.
Right.
So I always struggle with, we definitely have to get, you know, the next job. We've got to get more sponsors. We've got, because I feel responsible for them and their livelihoods. So I'm just like, oh, we've got to do that. That's where I feel the pressure. Do I feel the pressure in getting the makeovers done? Nope. I'll work till it's done. So I'll be there 2-3 o'clock in the morning. No sleep. I'm good.
Oh my gosh.
That's not, it's always just the people, making sure that we get it right for other people. That's what keeps me up at night.
Oh, I love that. You have such a servant heart, such a great heart.
Oh, thank you.
And so I can't imagine the emotions you must feel when you present these new, well, can you explain a little bit what you do with Moving with the Military?
Sure. Okay. So Moving with the Military is a home makeover series that honors military families, first responders, teachers, frontline workers, nurses, do-gooders. We're branching out, man. And we honor them with surprise home makeovers. So sometimes it's an entire house, depending on, you know, the circumstance, because we've had people have their whole houses, you know, lost everything in a PCS fire. They had nothing. You know, they had the backpack on their back, and we came in and redid their entire new house. Or sometimes it's a room, depends on it, on, you know, what we're working on. And what do I go through emotionally? Like everything. It's anxiety. Are they going to like it? Are they going to hate it? Are they, you know, did I do the right thing? Did I not do the right thing? It's just, you wonder. And if you ever watch any of the episodes, watch my face, because I'm looking at their face. Like, you know, did they like that? Was this weird? Because I don't know how they're going to react. You hope that everybody reacts with, oh my gosh, I love it. Sometimes it doesn't happen. They're like, oh, I've had that happen where they're like, oh, because it wasn't what they were expecting. And that's that, you know, that's part of the show. We try to you know, nail it. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I've only had one of those. So, you know, I'm okay with that. But it's just being so many things to figure someone out. Like I was saying earlier, part psychologist, part private investigator, part designer, part military spouse, part mom, part civil. I'm like all these different things so that when I meet with someone, I can figure out what it is that they really need and how am I actually going to do it. And then, so you've got that piece. Then I'm also part investor because I got to figure out, I've only got this much money. That's what I have. So how am I going to give them what they want on that budget? So then I become a negotiator. Now I'm negotiating. Like how do I do all these things? But it's so many emotions go through. And then at the end, it's like, you let it go. You're like, okay. And then, you know, you like come down from this crazy high, if you will. But yeah, there's so much that goes into it. The behind the scenes is crazy.
That is. And we were speaking earlier. So Maria's actually in the parking lot of Target because she was trying to acquire a piece of furniture for a project.
I got one that was like, can you see that? That was on a marketplace, like online, and we just nailed that one. That one was great. But then now I've got to go into Target and get some other things. But then I got to leave because now I just got a call from another company that has other stuff for me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive over there. All of this and the makeover reveal is tomorrow.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So I'll be up late. It's okay.
But I can't imagine your anxiety level because it's tomorrow. You're just like, you know.
So see, I don't have anxiety right now. I just need to get it done. My mind is in that deadline timeline mode. It'll be tomorrow that I'll have anxiety. Like, that'll be tomorrow.
Oh my God. Do you ever have bad days where you're just like,
oh. Real life, y'all, real life.
I know. Oh my God. Do you ever have bad days where you're just like, I am just so overwhelmed. I'm so stressed out. I can't do this.
I do that for a hot short second. I do. I mean, everybody, I just can't say that you don't, but then I think I'm a solution finder. So I find my problem and I'm like, oh gosh, that sucks. And then I'm like, okay, how do I fix it? How do we come back from that? How do we fix? Because, and it's the same thing I tell my kids, you sit there and you harp on it. What's it going to do? What's the end? Is it going to fulfill your end game? Is it going to fix it in any way by, oh, it's awful. I want to stay. No, that's not going to fix anything. So find your solution and get on it.
I'm laughing. My daughter does that. She's 20 and she goes to school in Sam Houston State. Okay. And I'm in Virginia. So she'll call me, Mom, I'm literally going to die. And I'm like, really? What just happened? And she'll tell me her drama. I'm like, okay, seriously, you're not going to die. You're going to fix it.
You're going to be fine.
What you going to do? It's so funny. So we have some dramatic people in our family and I'm probably one of them. So whatever, but
well, I think that's the one thing you can't come back from is death.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's about it. You can come back. You can come back. And I've seen people with crazy struggles, loss of limb, cancer. And I watch them and I feel like I got no excuse. None.
You're so right.
I think it's all perspective. It's the lens that we look at it through.
Right. You know?
But again, I will say that was my daughter. Mom! Like, okay.
So how has it been to be a military spouse for all these years? I don't want to assume. How has it been?
Awesome, crazy, surprising. Not surprising.
Yeah, right.
You know, it happens, you know, because it's, I think, through stages, through years, right? At the beginning, it's, I was deer in the headlights. What? What is a PCS? Can you define what actually BAH is? And yeah, I was like, I have no idea. Then you would be surprised when things would happen. Like, why did she say that at the FRG meeting? Then many years later, it's like, yeah, I talk in acronyms now. So we're going to get this PCS going, you know, like it's all acronyms. My family is like, what? And then now I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not surprised that she said that at the FRG meeting. Okay. Yeah. Just over time, you develop, I don't want to say I got some thick skin, but I think I got some thick skin. You know, not, I don't think anything surprises me anymore. I just kind of go like, that happens.
That is funny. I know when I talk to my civilian friends, they're like, oh man, that really happens. Yep.
Yep. You just got orders and you're leaving in 60 days. Yeah. Have you started packing? Nah, not yet. Oh. We're good. What about where you're moving to? I don't know, because those orders at 60 days from now could potentially change. So we'll work it out. So
that'll be fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah. We've been here, done this.
Oh my God. And juggling kids, being a spouse, and all the businesses.
Yeah. You learn to be like a pretty proficient juggler of all the things. Over the years, I've really tried to learn time management. So I set times. We're going to do that. I set time for myself. This is me time right now. I'm going to be doing this and I need to work out and I need to eat healthy and I need to do these things for me. Oh, and then I've got this meeting. And so I try and schedule it and really try, unless I'm in the middle of a crazy makeover, I try and end my day at 5. Okay. And go, okay, 5 o'clock. all of this gets put away and I'm making dinner, teaching my kids how to cook, because now I got one that's going off to college. So it's, I really try to juggle with order. Did that? Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of understand that.
It's not always easy and it doesn't always work. So I have to still be flexible, but I try, because if you don't, as an entrepreneur, you'll never turn it off. Never. You're always an entrepreneur. You're always a business owner. And have I had to take calls at 10, 11 o'clock at night? Yeah, I do. But I try to schedule it where I don't.
And so how do you find time for yourself, and what do you do? How do you decompress?
I enjoy cooking. So to me, that is actually decompression. Spending time with my kids, watching movies, listening to them, because now they're in a different place in their life. Like, just going off to college, and we're talking all these, like, you know, it's not baby things anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I enjoy that. That to me is decompressing, because I'm not thinking about my crazy life. I'm like, okay. I try and take time in the mornings. I have a good hour between dropping one kid off at school, because he goes really early for football. It's Texas football.
Yeah.
And so I get that hour where I just, you know, I'm a religious person. So I get into the Bible, and I talk with God, and just, like, you know, sometimes he talks back, sometimes he don't. But I just share, like, what is happening? What is this, you know, craziness? But I find that just saying it out loud gives me peace. I find peace in that. And then I try and schedule time to work out. And I don't like working out. I am not going to lie. I do not like working out. But I have found a 7-minute a day program. And I'm like, I can do anything for 7 minutes. 7 minutes. And then you work out, but you go all out, everything you've got for 7 minutes, and you're changing what you do. And I have seen incredible results with that. I'm like,
wow.
I can do that. I can do 7 minutes. It still doesn't make me want to do more. That's just, but the 7 minutes is good. And then, you know, trying to eat healthy. I'm a foodie. So I enjoy good food. My husband could eat, you know, whatever. He's like, I've eaten some garbage. And he's okay with that. I'm not. I'm like, no, if I'm going to put it in my body, I want it to be good, and I want to like it. So there's that. But it's you know, try and find it when you can and schedule it when you can. So I don't schedule any phone calls early in the morning, so that I can have that time to think. And sometimes it's listening to music. I listen to podcasts. And they may not, they're not business related podcasts at all.
That's good.
They're life podcasts. They could be about beauty, fashion, gardening, whatever, but that's a time for me.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good to hear. Cause I know I'm very bad. Sometimes I will spend hours. I'm addicted to Canva. So at night, when I should just be decompressing, I will spend hours just creating artwork or a post.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I don't know.
I will say this year, because we've been so fortunate to have great sponsors. Am I allowed to say them? Because I really would love to give them some.
Yes.
Help. Is that okay?
Yes.
Caliber Home Loans has just been bam. That's put your awesome money where your mouth is and really care about military families. I just hands down, they've been wonderful. But because we have such a great relationship, this year has also given me the opportunity to hire other people to do things that was always me. And I'm so thankful for that. You know, I've hired a social media strategist. I have an editor, and that at first it felt weird. Like, wait, I need my hands on that. As you can see, the paint's still on my hands. I need my hands on that. And now I'm at the point like, no, you're good. Make it. Yeah.
Good.
I trust you. I get to that point that where I can trust someone. So yeah, I don't do Canva anymore till 11 o'clock. I used to.
That's so good. One day I'm going to find that so I can hand it off, because I do all the things. What I like learning. Do you like to just, you know, continue to learn and then pass it off?
Well, yeah, I'm a lifelong learner. I was a teacher. So yeah. Especially teaching computer science to high school kids.
Oh my gosh.
I was only just a little bit ahead of them because the technology would change so fast. And I'm like, oh, or they would bring something to me and they're like, have you seen this? And I'm like, of course I have. And I had no clue what they were talking about. And I'm like, what is that? Let me go find, you know, to figure it out. But I love to learn. There's always something to learn. And if we sometimes stop and not learn about the business, we're always business, but learn about something else.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, because it changes your mindset and it opens your mind to your business. So, yeah. You know, learning how to build. I had to learn how to do, so I'm actually getting my GC now, my general contractor license, because I had to learn how to do all this stuff, roofing, plumbing. I don't like electrical, not my thing, but I had to learn because my husband was deployed all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And either I was going to pay for someone to do it or I was going to figure it out. And figuring it out isn't always easy and you make a lot of mistakes, but it's okay. Now I know how to do it.
That's I'm great.
Like, I can do that. I can build that. So I love to learn.
That is so cool. Okay, really quick.
Yeah.
Tell us about Ultimate PCS App and then the Inspire Up Foundation.
Okay, so myself and Moni Jefferson, who is an Air Force spouse, both kind of had an idea at the same time. Like, why isn't there a PCS app? Like, it didn't exist anywhere. So I reached out to her and I said, hey, I have this idea. What do you think? She goes, I have the same idea. You want to do it together? Yes, because collaboration over competition.
Yes.
We're going to both build the same, let's work together and get it done. Yeah. And we learned, even being a computer science teacher, building an app is not easy. More than building it is maintaining it. Mm-hmm. Because every time Apple decides to change something or Android decides to change something, it may not work with the code that you have. So it's constant maintenance, constant. So people just say, I'll build that app and I'm done. I'll make $1 million. No, you're not. It takes time. And again, we didn't build it to make $1 million. The app is free. We built it to fix a problem. And yeah. That's what you have to think about. So we built it to streamline. How can we help military families? Because we went through it. We're going through all the problems. We want to fix the problems. Because it certainly isn't just us that's dealing with problems. It's everybody. So that's why we built the app. And we're so, so thankful. We're doing some fixes to it right now. And we love it. I love working with her. And we love hearing from others. So the only way we can make the app better is feedback. So we encourage people all the time. Tell us what you think. How can we make it better? What can we do? So feedback is super, super crucial. And then the Inspire Up Foundation was created by myself and three other military spouses. So Samantha Kamolka, Jessica Manfrey, and Stacey Bilodeau. We wanted to create an organization where we would give people opportunities to follow their dreams, to empower them, to help where there may be issues. So now we're working on releasing our impact grants. So what is that? What are impact grants? I'm trying to start a business, but I don't even have the money to incorporate. Okay, let's get your incorporation done, but let's also get you some education. Because starting a business and having no clue on how to have a business, that's a waste of money. So being able to do those. That's one aspect. I want to be able to, maybe there's some issues with your home and you need to get it fixed, but you don't have the money. All right, let's help you out. And that's what we want to be able to do for military families and first responder families and really bring in the civilian sector to help bridge that gap. The Inspire Up Foundation, it literally is what it says it is. Inspire up. That's what we want to do. Other people. And do all things in kindness, because it is easy. It is so easy to be negative because you can find the negative in everything. It is so much harder to be positive and to be kind. And I know that sounds weird. Like, it's hard to be kind.
No, it is.
It is. Some people, it's really hard to be kind. And especially with social media, you got your keyboard warriors that feel like, I'm going to say, but you know what I've done? And I know we're kind of getting off topic a little bit, but I get hate mail all the time.
Really?
Not everybody likes me. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. It's okay. But I have turned my haters into my fans because I read what they have to say. And then I say, thank you so much for taking the time. You took the time to watch the entire episode and pick apart the parts that you didn't like. That only is going to make us better. So thank you for that. Please send us your address. We'd love to send you a t-shirt.
Wow.
Do you know how many people have been like, I just ripped you apart and you were nice to me. I'm like, because that going back at you like that, I'm going to create an enemy. And even if I disagree with you, it's okay to live in a world where we disagree.
Yeah.
We're talking and that's okay. It's great.
Wow.
And I'd like to, for you to continue to support us. So I want you to rock my t-shirt or my stuff. So yes.
That's really awesome. I love that you do that because it is hard. It is hard to be behind and not want to just shout back and go, you know what? You just, let me take it in and learn from it. Okay, thanks. That's great.
We received one not long ago that they wrote, who do you think you are that you're putting yourself on television? Who are you? And I wrote back, I used to have the mentality of, well, why not me? Now my mentality is no, why not me?
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
So thanks again for your comment. Can I send you a t-shirt?
Oh my God. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And I think sometimes people say things because they themselves are feeling that way.
Yeah.
So I look at it that way. You're not talking about me. You're really talking about you. And so how can I help you? How can I help you not be in that headspace? How can I help motivate you? How can I help inspire you?
I love that. I've heard that. It's not always about you. It's more about them.
Oh, yeah. I have found 90% of the time it's not about me.
Yeah.
It is about them. And so, and I've talked to people like, you know, I've reached out and said, hey, I read what you wrote and I'd really like to talk to you about it if you've got some time. And then they'd write back, yeah. And I'm like, hey, you want to hop on a Zoom call?
Wow.
I got nothing to hide. And then now it's a face-to-face. And I'm like, hey, man, like, what's up with that? Share with me. Talk to me. Tell me the why. And then I've had people break down and be like, it was not about you.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay. All right. So we've got to the root of it. Now, how do we make it better for you? How can we make it better for you? Because I know it's not about me. And I don't know if that's... I don't think it's like enlightened. I just think it's, I try not to take anything personal.
Right.
You know, when people say it's not personal, it's business. No, a lot of it's personal, but I try not to take it personal.
Right.
And I try and put myself in other people's shoes and ask the question, the why.
Gosh, that's really good. I'm learning a lot today. Zen.
Zen. Find your Zen. Yeah. I'm like, okay with that.
So how can people support you and what in everything you do?
Woo! Now send your t-shirt. How can they support us? The number one way, and it costs no money, and this is what I tell people all the time, this is how you can support small businesses. Go follow and like their pages. Number one. Because when we go out and try and get sponsorships, the first thing that those businesses look at are the numbers. They're numbers people. And they're like, oh, you've got 12 followers. Someone, you have 5 views on that. And I always say, yeah, everybody had to get started. Yeah. You got to get started somewhere. But that is the number one way to support a small business is like and follow. And then also in that number one, there's 3 things. Like, follow, share. Share. So you actually, if they put a point system, and I'll use Facebook as an example, and TikTok, it's the same thing. It's like a point system. If someone likes your video, you get 5 points in the algorithm, right? Wow. And 5 points is a made up number, but I'm just saying. If someone leaves a comment, 5 points. Ooh, they liked and they left a comment. 10 points. Yay. If someone shares your content, it's like 50 points.
Jeez.
And that's what it does to the algorithm that allows it to be more visible. So social media controls your visibility. And it's crazy that we have a TV show that is on social media. And the algorithm controls who sees it. Otherwise, I have to pay. Every business, it's like paying for to be on television. You pay. So when I am asking folks to like, comment, and share, it's literally, I want to break the algorithm. I don't want them to have that kind of control. Like, well, we're going to break it. How about that? But it really is the best way to help any small business. And it would be the best way to help our business. If they would like, follow, share. And if we're ever in an area where people are, you know, different near different military installations, we always need volunteers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So if you can paint, draw a straight line, clean up. Maybe you have none of those skills, but you're really good at delegating responsibility. We need you.
That's awesome. I love that. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And so I know people can find you on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram,
YouTube,
Twitter.
I'm not a big tweeter. It's not my thing, but Pinterest, you know, and they can just, we love comments, love comments, good or bad. I'm okay with either one. I told you that. But sometimes we'll get feedback like, oh, you could have done this. That's okay. A great idea. It doesn't mean that I can't do it now on that one that's done, but we may be able to implement something like that in the future. Or, hey, are you coming to, you know, near Camp Pendleton in California? Yes, this summer. So there are lots of, there's lots of different ways that folks can help, and that would be the best. If they want to help with the My Ultimate PCS, download the app. It's free. Share that app with a friend. Tell them about it. And with the Inspire Up Foundation, same thing, like, follow. In that case, it is a nonprofit. Donations are always greatly appreciated, you know, because they all go back to supporting military and first responder families.
That's great. And so where can we buy t-shirts and masks and all that? Where can they find it?
At the moment, no, I'm making everybody earn one.
Like, oh, okay.
Send me some kind of comment or a thing and I'll send it back to you. Okay. Yes, like these shirts, the Empowered Military Spouse, we have them. So if anybody's interested, leave a comment right here, because this is going to be, you're going to post this.
Yes.
Leave a comment and, you know, let us know a size that you like the shirt, and we're happy to send them off.
That's so great. What's some words of wisdom or advice you want to leave to our listeners and our watchers?
I'll say it again. You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. Really look at your circle. Are you in a positive space of positive people? If you're not, make some changes. It's okay to make changes. And if you're passionate about something, do it. If you don't have the money, get the Instagram page, get the YouTube, the YouTube page, the Facebook, yeah. They're free.
Yeah.
Start baby steps, because baby steps turn into walking, turns into running, turns into leaping, turns into flying, one step at a time.
I love it. You're so awesome. And yes, you need to go watch your videos, because I've learned so many things that I've actually tagged people. Like, you need to look at this. This is so awesome.
Yes. Tagging.
Who would have known?
Thank you. And I mean, that's going to sound like a plug for TikTok, but TikTok is a massive way to grow your audience. We went from 10 followers, had 10, two of them were my kids. And now I think we're almost at 40,000.
Oh my God.
In 5 days.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Because TikTok, I always thought was about weird dances.
Me too.
And I was like, yeah, I like to dance, but I don't really want to show everybody. The other side of what TikTok really is, it's being an expert in what you do.
Yeah.
That's what TikTok really is. And people want to learn. They just have a short attention span. Share it in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah.
And then you can always direct them if you want to learn more, or redirect them, I should say. If you want to learn more, or you want to see the full tutorial, head over to our YouTube channel, head over to our Facebook page, head over to whatever. And if they're interested in whatever that topic is, they'll go.
That's genius.
And it's not all teenagers, even though the mean age on TikTok is 28 to 35.
That's genius. And you know what? TikTok, I swore I was never going to get on it, but I did. And I've actually learned a lot of recipes. I'm that mom that's like, ooh, I can make that.
I can make that. I've learned recipes. I've learned a lot of DIY techniques that are pretty cool. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. My favorite is show me and I'm going to say it like she says it, show me the life hack that you've learned on TikTok that's become your daily practice.
Yes. Like,
I love that one because I've learned stuff like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. So I think it's a great tool. And some of the dances are really funny.
They are. They are. Well, thank you, Maria. I know you need to head off to go buy more things. And I'm so excited for your reveal tomorrow and just everything that you do. And I'm going to put all this stuff in the podcast guide. So when it comes out, all her links will be there. But go follow, share, tag, comment. All the things. Thank you so much for being on here. It's seriously been such an honor. So
thank you for having me, Annette. I am so thankful for you. You're such a good human and your smile just absolutely brightens my day.
Thank you. I adore you. I'll talk to you soon and have Likewise. A great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the True Sweet High podcast, created and founded by your host, Annette, the founder of A Wild Ride Call Life. Also, a big thank you to all of our sponsors for each and every episode that is aired. We have so much support from them and all of our listeners. You can find more information at www.awildridecalllife.com.